Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Hey, we're all on the team, especially in October. Tom and Laura in the morning. It's National Sports Day today, Laura, because this is the month which all sports are played at the same time. So
actually,
it's pretty weird when you think about it.
October, November is when everything kind of overlaps.
Yep. Baseball wraps up in October. Basketball wraps up in October. Hockey and golf wrap up this month. And football is well underway. So they're all being played in the same month. That's kind of
good stuff.
That's a lot to watch, though. I was watching baseball last night. Mm-hmm. And it seems like there's a college football game on every night on TV anymore. Even if you never heard of the team, it's just like you turn it on. You're like, hey, look, Alcorn State is playing Northwest Southern Eastern Louisiana. It's a lot of initials on their helmets. Hockey, you have to be like a freak, like a hockey freak, like Sam Tyler is.
She is the ultimate hockey fan.
And you know, people here in the building, they like hockey, but they're not like Sam is. You know, Sam wants hockey 365 days a year. And I guess you could play almost all year at the Sunbury Rink. I don't know. But, National Sports Day. Enjoy. I saw this morning. It happened in Rochester, New York. A Zamboni caught fire while cleaning the ice. And the driver, like, finished the job and got it in the tunnel to put it out. It's just weird.
What?
How is he on there?
Yo.
People were taping it, of course, you know, today's day and age of iPhone. But I don't know. I think if I were at that hockey game, I'd say, like, hey, this is a cool promotion.
Right.
And then you'd be like, oh, wait, it's not a promotion. That guy's actually on fire. Yow. National Sports Day. Enjoy it. High school football tonight. It might be happening. It might not. We're trying to track down the rumor of some area high school games being postponed or canceled. We'll let you know about that. What's on the way? Jimmy Kimmel talking about a Dr. Fauci Thanksgiving. Oh, boy. And much more. Stay with us on a Friday. I totally forgot how much I like that song. Getting you ready for Flashback Friday. It's Def Leppard. Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura, that crazy guy with the jetpack is at it again.
Oh, no way.
Number one, why didn't they catch the guy the last time? How hard could it be? The guy's flying above LAX. That's Los Angeles Airport, by the way, if you don't know the initials. Anyway, he's flying above a major airport. And he gets away with it. Like, where did he go? I mean,
that movie. Do you remember that movie, The Rocketeer?
Yes.
He was captured, like, by the Nazis. Yeah. Eventually, he got away. But he was captured easily. Because he's a man with a jetpack.
I mean, even if he lands and what, runs into a 7-Eleven or something like that, I mean, he's got a jetpack on. People are going to go, oh, that's that guy that's flying over the airport.
Think you can run with a jetpack on, though. Wouldn't it be incredibly heavy?
I think so. I don't. Last time was 2,000 feet. Yesterday, 6,000 feet.
We just saw the flying object, like the flight suit just passing by 6,000.
A flying object, was it a UAV or was it a jetpack?
Like a jetpack. It's too shiny. It's too fast.
There was a jetpack reported about 13 miles ahead. There's no way you can go and check that out, can you?
Go check that out. Yeah. Steer that Boeing jet around and chase.
Oh, just whip it around. It's easy.
Make sure you use your signals there.
That's right. Turn signals, please. This time it was spotted by a China Airlines flight crew, 6,000 feet in the air. I don't know what to say about this guy. He's amazing.
Johnny Quest made it look pretty easy.
So. Oh, yeah? Okay.
Johnny Quest did make it easy.
So, I don't know. I'm convinced.
And he's gone. So, you know, we'll keep you posted on Jetpack Man.
I think I'm going to Google how much does a jetpack cost. I'm getting ideas.
Like the ultimate Halloween costume.
The Rocketeer.
Don't you have to make a run into work today? Wouldn't that be a lot easier if we could just buzz right over here?
Right? It would be amazing.
Trick-or-treat madness. It started here with Tom and Laura earlier this week, and we are down to what Laura calls the terrific two in our final four, or what did we call it, fabulous four? I think it was.
The fabulously fantastic four.
Oh, the fabulously fantastic four. It was Kit Kat versus Three Musketeers and Reese's versus M&M's.
Oh. It's so funny. People are very passionate about their candy.
That's good, right? I know I am.
Kimberly even went so far as to comment and say, fine, I choose Reese's and Kit Kat, but I'm still bitter about the Twix.
Oh, yeah. Twix lovers, they're like a different kind of candy lover. I mean,
it must be that crunchy cookie with the caramel. Seriously.
It must be. It's not about the left side and the right side like the TV campaign talks about. It's just the overall Twix, you know, bam. People are there.
People still cracked me up, though, because I'd be going through the comments and, you know, it was like M&M and Kit Kat or Reese's and Kit Kat or Three Musketeers and M&M or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody's making their choice. And then there would be a random Reese's and Tootsie Roll. Well, I hate to break it to you. The Tootsie Roll was out way back in like round one.
Yeah, the Tootsie Roll did survive the Smartie, but then it got crushed by the Kit Kat. So you're done, Tootsie Roll people. Come on. Look at the bracket.
Yeah, it's just hilarious. And then people are trying to throw in like a third choice, Reese's and Kit Kat, but also Milky Way.
It's like, no, bracketology. You know, that, could you see these people in March doing the same thing? Hey, I'd like to see Gonzaga come back and take another crack at somebody. It's like, no, it can't. When you lose, you leave. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm not the one making the decisions here. I literally am going through and I have a little tally sheet. And for every vote, I'm making a tally. It's funny, like a little tack.
So Kit Kat and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, our final two, the terrific two, and Monday we will reveal the trick-or-treat candy Central PA champion.
A lot of folks on the 94KX Facebook page seem quite confident that Reese's will win. However, the Kit Kat comments were very aggressive
from
the beginning.
Huh? Yeah.
Very passionate. About, you know, however you eat a Kit Kat, whether you're a monster like Tom and you take
Don't
a bite on
there.
All four.
Don't go there.
I can't help it.
It started years back when Laura saw me unwrap a Kit Kat and just bite it. She said, I'll never forget your face. You're like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm eating a Kit Kat. No. And then she called News Guy Matt in, and he agreed with her, and it was like, I'm sorry, don't break me off a piece of that Kit Kat
You're
bar.
So uncivilized. So uncivilized. You have to savor. There's four pieces for a reason. Whether you keep all four for yourself or you share, you break them off neatly and eat them.
I'll show you. I'll just vote for Reese's, and it'll all be over.
Oh, boy.
Hey, remember, your votes count. Go to our Facebook page.
Right? And this is also a promotion to get out there and vote.
Don't stay away for too long. Don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. It'll get you up and going out of bed. Don't stay away for too long.
A spike in COVID in Switzerland because of a yodeling competition. Unbelievable.
I mean, it's probably really hard to yodel without
spitting. attention, Swiss Miss. Please put your mask on. Good morning and happy Friday. Could you please play When Doves Cry by Prince? You got it, Kelly. That'll get us fired up on a Friday. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Flashback Friday. Too early to talk about Christmas, Laura?
No. I think we can start chatting. Although the general rule in my house was that you waited until after Halloween.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't like Halloween. So, and I'm excited about this. How'd you like to have the ultimate Christmas decoration in your house? All right. The original Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Santa Claus, the dolls, the puppets that were used in making the classic 1964 special, are being auctioned off. They're expected to go for $250,000.
Oh, I would have expected more. I would love to have them on my mantle.
Rob wants them. You want them, Rob?
Oh, if I had $250K, I'd have it right now in my collection.
Okay.
Rob, let's go halvesies, and then we can just, like, trade off. One year you have them, the next year I have them.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we could split it three ways,
yeah,
and then we could keep them here in the studio.
Ooh.
All year long.
We're going to have to come up with a special case, though. I don't want Kevin to touch them.
I don't want Kevin to touch anything. But here's the deal. Rudolph is 6 inches tall. Santa is 11. They're made out of wood, wire, cloth, and leather. Santa's beard is actually yak hair.
I've seen a yak.
That's pretty cool. And Rudolph's nose still lights up, Rob, since 1964.
Okay, 500,000. Let's do it.
Ooh, Rob's got deep pockets. Now, for those of you who don't remember, here's a little sample.
Rudolph.
Hey, he knows his name already.
Mama. He's got a shiny nose.
Shiny? I'd even say it glows.
Well, we'll simply have to overlook it.
Now, how can you overlook that? His beak blinks like a blinking beacon.
You're a little tough, Dad, aren't you?
Well, Donner, where's the new member of the family? Well, hi there. Aren't you the sturdy little fellow?
Ho, 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 ho. Santa!
And smart, too.
What is up with that?
Great bouncing iceberg. Now, I'm sure it'll stop as soon as he grows up, Santa. Well, let's hope so if he wants to make the sleigh team someday.
And let the bullying begin. But nonetheless, it's a classic.
I know. Jingle, jingle, jingle.
Laura, Rob's getting out of control here. Oh, so are you.
I have old Kris Kringle. You can hear.
I'm the king of jingling.
What's new in theaters this weekend?
This ain't gonna be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
It's actually kind of a big weekend at the movies as three new releases hit local screens today. First up is Two Hearts. A college student falls madly in love with a classmate while a Cuban exile falls for a beautiful flight attendant. A hidden connection will bring them together in a way no one could have predicted. Here's a hint. It has to do with their hearts. Also opening is The Kid Detective. Adam Brody plays a down-and-out detective who teams up with a teenager to solve the mysterious murder of her boyfriend. And finally, we have Honest Thief. Wanting to lead an honest life, a notorious bank robber turns himself in, only to be double-crossed by two ruthless FBI agents. This is the new movie with Liam Neeson. I screened it last week, and I will have a review coming up for you in just a few minutes.
Okay, Mike, we'll check back with you. The Honest Thief, Liam Neeson, is back, Laura. I love that guy.
I will find you.
And I will kill you.
There it is. Sorry. I had to do it.
That's all right.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
In Honest Thief, Liam Neeson plays a bank robber who's stolen $9 million in cash over the years. After falling in love with Kate Walsh, he decides to give up his criminal ways so they can start a new life together. When he tries to turn himself into the FBI, though, two corrupt agents steal the money and frame him for a murder. If you guess that he has to clear his name and make the bad guys pay, well, you've obviously seen a Liam Neeson movie before. Honest Thief asks us to swallow a lot. I can buy the idea of a criminal going straight after falling in love. Neeson assuming his girlfriend will understand his criminal past and wait for him while he's in jail is a little less plausible. The fact that she does understand and is willing to wait for him is even less plausible than that. And the ways in which he uses his bank robbing skills to fight the corrupt FBI agents, they're downright preposterous. Honest Thief is basically the same movie Liam Neeson has already made a dozen times over the last 15 years. The performances are fine, and the movie is watchable in a mindless kind of way, but they really could have called this film generic Liam Neeson action movie. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 2 very particular sets of skills.
Michael!
Wow, he really didn't like that one, did he?
It's Liam Neeson, Michael! Come on.
You don't talk badly about Liam Neeson. He'll find you, and he will kill you.
That was the obvious line, but it's still good. He is trained in a particular set of skills, Michael.
And those set of skills help him to find you.
Yes.
And kill you.
There it is. Would you go see it, Laura?
I don't know if it's really my kind of movie.
It's got a little love story to it, right? He falls in love and he wants to give up his bad ways. I don't know.
I'm still waiting for the next installment of Fast and Furious.
That's what I was going to say. Here's Mike saying it's just another Liam Neeson movie, and you're not sure you want to see it, but yet you've seen all 147 Fast and Furious films.
It's a franchise, and I'm here for it, and I love every single one of them, including Tokyo Drift.
It's been quite the crazy 2020. In a new survey, Laura, 52% of Americans say they'd be open to living in a van during the pandemic just to save some money and to stay close with their family.
Oh, down by the river? Cool.
That sounds like a Flashback Friday classic.
Now, young man, what do you want to do with your life?
Actually, Matt, I kind of want to be a writer.
Well, Lottie frickin' da! We got ourselves a writer here! Hey, Dad, I can't see real good. Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
Well, actually, Matt, Ellen and I have encouraged Brian in his writing.
Dad, I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
Now, I wonder, Brian, from what I've heard, you're using your paper not for writing, but for rolling doobies. You're going to be doing a lot of doobie rolling when you're living in a van down by the river.
There it is. 94KX classic comedy bits. Flashback Friday, 94KX. Mike Rutherford of Genesis teaming up with Paul Carrick from Ace. And they were Mike and the Mechanics. Mike wasn't doing the singing. It was Paul. And what a great song, Taking It and Taking It Again.
I haven't heard that song in a really, really long time. So thanks to Paul for that request this morning.
Yeah, I love when people call in or text or social media, whatever, and come up with that song that, yeah, you're right, we haven't heard in a long time. I don't know if it's just because it's Halloween, but here comes the UFO stories again, Laura. I mean, it seems like around Halloween, it always comes to life again. A new study found the best cities to buy a house in if you're into UFOs.
Would that be Roswell, New Mexico?
See, that's what I would think, but no, believe it or not. They looked into spots where people have the most UFO sightings, and then they looked at how much houses cost. So, here are the top three. Myrtle Beach. What? UFOs on the beach? Columbus, Ohio. And are you ready for number three?
Probably not.
Shamokin, Pennsylvania. No, stop it. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia.
Philly. Now, is this aliens living amongst us or sighting UFOs?
Sighting UFOs, but you might be onto something there. I don't know if the aliens are living among us in Philly, or are the drugs really that good? I don't know. What did President Trump say a couple weeks ago? Bad things happening in Philly. Bad things.
I don't know. I don't know if an encounter with sort of the others would be a bad thing.
In Philly or anywhere?
Anywhere. It would be interesting.
How about the White House? That would be good, huh?
I mean, wasn't that a movie?
Exactly. Where's Movie Mike when you need him? News is next. Time to get our competitive spirit ready. Virtual Cooking Men is coming to Central PA. Let's get that eye of the tiger. Let's get that feeling of no one's going to beat us, Laura.
I mean, somebody might beat us, but that's cool.
Yeah,
I find it hard to be super competitive at 8:41 in the morning.
Okay, but here's the deal. Evangelical Community Hospital is holding the annual Cook and Men event, but this year, well, like everything else this year, right, it's different. It's gone virtual, but we're still raising money.
I was going to say, it's going to still be fun. We will still raise money for the Thyra M. Humphrey Center for Breast Health at Evangelical Community Hospital. And the funding goes towards making sure that no woman goes out without a mammogram.
Yeah, how do they say it? Underinsured or uninsured women still need their mammograms. And this is where the money goes, people. So it starts Monday. All right, now you got to listen up, friends, because this used to be one night out on the town and we'd have a blast. It's gone virtual. So it starts Monday and it runs through the end of the month. Community members are asked to visit evanhospital.com/cookinmen, C-O-O-K-I-N, cooking men. And you support and, of course, vote for your favorite chef by donating money. Okay, now the chef with the most donations receives that top honor, which is pretty cool, right?
Very, very cool. But each individual chef then is offering up a virtual cooking experience, if you will. You can vote and donate for then the top chef, the best recipe, all that kind of stuff that would normally happen at the event. It's occurring online. And starting next week, we will share Tom's page. That also is my page. That also is Mr. Good's page for Recipe Brothers.
Mr. Good, listen to you, Mr. Good.
Mr. Good.
Well, Mr. Good has good soupies, and we're going at it again this year. And again, all the funds go to women that need medical care. All right. So again, go to evanhospital.com/cookinmen. With all the churches closing and combining, I don't know which one is actually now the Church of the Poison Mind. I don't know. It's the Culture Club wrapping up another Flashback Friday. Your requests were amazing, people. It just keeps getting better and better.
It really does. I love the random deep cuts that people request sometimes. Seriously, I hadn't heard Church of the Poison Mind in forever, and I really like that song.
Yeah, and that the called in Mike and the Mechanics, haven't heard that in a while. The Neil Diamond, everybody wants Sweet Caroline, but how many people check in with Cracklin' Rose, your guitar woman? I mean, it's just been a great morning. Thank you for all the requests on the Flashback Friday. Chad Evans on the way next. We always wrap up the show with Laura's thought for the day, but on a Friday, it's always like, I don't know, it's just always fun.
And that's what I encourage everyone to do today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Okay.
Hands up, Tom.
All right.
If you're ready to do something, you'll regret this weekend. Seriously. Go forth. You have my blessing.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye, guys.